Support for KBUT is brought to you by Townie Books and Rumors Coffee and Tea House, serving Allegro organic coffee and fine loose leaf teas. Townie Books stocks new books and can special order anything. Drink coffee, read books, fight evil.
Welcome to the West Elk Word. I'm Jackson Petito, and our guests today are Carolyn McLean, Neil Windsor, Heather Bischoff, and Youngji Sherpa, four of the dozens of participants in the Wheels of Crested Butte project, an interactive public art installation of eight prayer wheels going up throughout the Crested Butte downtown area this summer. KBUT is a proud participant in the project, and we spoke about the inspiration for and execution of a huge collaboration between artists, builders, nonprofits, and businesses. I'm here today with four members of the team from the Wheels of Crested Butte project, of which KBUT is a part. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves, and we'll move on from there. You want to go first, Heather? I know she's comfortable on the mic.
Hi, my name is Heather Bischoff. I'm also a DJ here at KBUT, Bish. And I was the artist that created the wheel with Sherpa Cafe and KBUT.
Yeah, I'm Neil Windsor. I guess one of the originators of the project with Caroline, which will introduce herself next. Been interested in prayer wheels for years, and we found kind of place to make them part of Crested Butte's culture, we hope. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Next is to my left is Caroline.
Hey, I'm Caroline, and I'm just so thrilled this project is coming together. It's awesome. It's a community public art project. We're going to have eight prayer wheels. They're all customized. They all have a theme. They all have a team consisting of an artist, a sponsor, and a nonprofit partner. They're going up in a few weeks and has a website. And we're really excited to be launching this program.
Hi, this is Youngji Sherpa from Sherpa Cafe. Thank you for listening to us and being a part of this project.
Perfect. I'm gonna go Carolyn first. I think you can just give us a top level description, which you already kind of did, but a little more detail of just what the project is and maybe how you came up with the idea.
In 2017, I was in Bhutan, just above India and below China. It's primarily a Buddhist country, and in every town, on every temple, on every house, there were prayer wheels. And the prayer wheels are for good energy, for fertility, prosperity, good crops. And being located in the Himalaya between India and China, they have they need water, but not too much water. They need to be respectful of their environment and taking care of their environment and their people. And it was just a really beautiful country to be visiting, and everywhere there were prayer wheels, and they just spin, they're interactive, and they're beautiful, and they're all different. And they're very similar to prayer flags in that they have a center spindle that has prayers or intentions, and then when the wheel spins, those intentions go out into the ethers or the universe, like prayer flags that blow in the wind. And Crested Butte is got prayer flags everywhere, and I thought this would be great addition to Crested Butte and a way to help educate our visitors about our environment, our community, and what we value here at the end of the valley in the Rocky Mountains.
Let's go next to Neil. Neil, how did you get involved in the project?
Well, I first got involved, I believe, when Caroline came by, or actually I saw her do a little presentation about her trip to Bhutan, but I didn't think any of that. But somehow she found out that I had a prayer wheel on my bridge, and I was interested. And she told me that she would like to do a project. I was always wanting to to see prayer wheels become part of Crested Butte. They seem to fit so well. So I guess I would defer to her. She had the vision and the plan, and I kind of had the mechanics of trying to make the actual wheels work and helping with the artists that put them together. So that's another story. I think probably Heather can speak better to that because she's the artist on this Sherpa Cafe wheel.
And you had a prayer wheel on your bridge already before you saw Carolyn's presentation?
Yeah, years ago I asked Pemba Sherpa about making a prayer wheel, and he said, well, I'm going to Nepal, I'll bring you one. So he did, and that's on my bridge now. And I was thinking of building one myself then, and now this came about, and I said, we can do the same thing and kind of adapt it more to Crested Butte to make it not just about Nepal and Tibet and the Buddhist culture, but honor that and try to make it more, make it speak for our community. So, yeah, so now I have two prayer wheels. I built one in the same format as all eight wheels will be that's on my bridge, and we kind of did that for a year to see how it would weather, and it's been the template for the wheels that we've produced.
And just as, you know, because KBUT is one of the nonprofit sponsors, I'm getting the updates, and it sounds like it weathered okay?
Oh, it did. There's a picture on the website with, like, about 3 feet of snow on top. Mine was open to the weather. Most of the eight will be actually sheltered close to Elk Avenue. But, yeah, they're pretty indestructible, they'll last for a long time, so...
Before we jump in with Heather, just as a little context, let's talk about what a wheel team it consists of. And then Heather will be one of the people on this wheel team for the Sherpa / KBUT wheel. Either one of you guys or Heather, if you want to jump in. But I figured for the larger perspective, one of you guys could just discuss what a wheel team is in this project and how they contribute to all these different intentions and all these different wheels.
As this project continued to evolve and take shape, I studied some documents, planning documents. I think it was that Prosperity One project, which kind of helped define how to create these eight wheels and their themes. So I looked at recreation. I looked at our history. I looked at just who we are as a community and came up with eight wheels. Then Neil is formulating the actual structure and size of the wheel with the idea that they need to be a certain size, they can't be too big, so that we can get them mounted around town and do it all through volunteer efforts and through without the help of town, so to speak.
Right.
And so we came up with these eight wheel descriptions, and then we put it out there into the universe, and artists and sponsors and partners just said, yes, I want to be a part of it.
Right. Well, I mean, it seems like if a wheel team is an artist, a nonprofit sponsor, and a fiscal sponsor, and or a host, or are all the hosts the fiscal sponsors?
Most of the fiscal sponsors are the hosts. In some situations, because of a historic building, we had to find another host.
Well, I think it's cool because with eight wheels, that's between 24 and 32 people or entities involved in this project, which I just think is a... And how else to get community involvement than just bring in a huge portion of the community?
You got it. Yeah. Totally. And if it's going to fly, it's going to fly. And right now it appears like it's flying. So that's really exciting. We have eight wheels and they're about ready to get mounted along Elk Avenue, and they are spectacular.
Yeah. While we're on the subject, we'll get into the eight wheels, and I think it's good to just read the list, if not all the, you know, at least the parts in bold, just to know what all these intentions are that we're dedicating these wheels to. I think that's a good list of stuff.
The first wheel, Life in Paradise, is dedicated to our cultural heritage. And that one will be at Rumors Cafe.
All right.
Peaceful Abiding, which Heather and Yangji at Sherpa Cafe are doing, will be at Sherpa Cafe. And Community Collaborations was a program that we did at the library with the Messy Monday Kids. And so it's a collaboration of hearts put together and designed by children in the community. We have The Hills Are Alive, and that will be out in front of Mountain Earth. Everyone is incredibly different. That's about the creative inspiration of the valley and of the people, because we have a big art community here, and we tend to think out of the box. OB Joyful is about our recreation delights. Mountain biking, skiing, adaptive sports center is part of that wheel. Our wondrous watershed. Keep it clean. We all live downstream, and it's just the importance of water in our community and in our valley and in the Rocky Mountains. Water is life. Thirst for knowledge. That's we're curious community. We have really great schools. We have the Rocky Mountain Biological Lab up in Gothic. And we're interested in what's going on in the world. And then Sacred, Wild, and Free is just about the magic that exists in the valley. So each one is very different and unique. We allow the artists just to take that description and run with it. So it's a really fun, creative project.
And I just think with the crew that we have in the room right now, we'll focus on the Peaceful Abiding Wheel, because that's the one that KBT is sponsoring, and Sherpa Cafe, and that Heather worked on. We've done this for other shows on KBUT, trying to describe a piece of visual art over the radio. It's cool. And, you know, when you pull it off, you're like, oh, I just made another little piece of art, didn't I? So we have the wheel in the room with us. It's done. I mean, other than being mounted, it's done. And it looks amazing. I don't know. Do you want to describe it as the artist, or should I describe it as a viewer, I think, maybe first? So it's...
Maybe you should describe it, and I'll talk about the concept.
So it's mounted on what looks like wrought iron, probably?
Steel,
okay. The mount is steel. The top and bottom are copper, and the top at least looks like copper foil, sort of. You can explain the process of how it got on there. It's not just flat, and I like it like that. It's beautiful. And then in the center of the drum is prayer flags, mountains, and a sort of a lunar cycle, not just showing the cycle itself, but also going up and down, sort of in counterpoint to the mountain peaks. Just beautiful. It's printed on what, tin?
Aluminum.
And just really pops off of the aluminum. And then there's a spinning bracket. I don't know what you would call that bottom part, the arms that allow you to spin it. I just learned today that there is a correct direction to spin it, which looks like counterclockwise.
Clockwise, the way you look at this, clockwise as you face it.
If I was looking at the top, that would be, there you go, clockwise. to increase your blessing. Yeah, there you go, not decrease them. So, Heather, why don't you grab the mic and just...
Inside the wheels, we call them the wheels of intention, because we collected local community intentions, drawings, prayer, poems, written words from people about our community, and there's a scroll of intentions inside each wheel. And our website, which is cbwheelsofintention.org, will show you all the intentions. It shows you the actual, there's a spindle, a tree of life spindle that's been painted by a llama, a Tibetan artist out of New Mexico.
Wow.
And then our community intentions are wrapped inside these wheels.
That's cool. I like stuff that you can't see, but now you know it's there. So Heather, let's just jump in a little bit on the process, which starts with pencil and paper?
Yeah, it starts with ideas. I mean, right. I love collaborating. That's most of what I do. And when you have people from different backgrounds and with different perspectives, it's really interesting to think about where we all come together in a common theme. So it was important for me with this wheel to learn as much as I could about the Buddhist and Nepalese culture. And so I loved talking with my friend Yangji to understand more about what this art form represents in her country. And it's so special, yeah, that that spindle is in there and merges sort of the authenticity from one culture into then what we've made in our valley with our local artists. So as you described, Jackson, we have the lunar cycle undulating and two mountains, two prominent peaks in this design. This first one above the prayer wheels is Ama Dablam. That's a peak in Nepal, not far from where Yangji and her family live. And that translates to Mother's Pendant. And when you're approaching the mountain to hike it, it actually looks like there's a necklace around the mountain, or as if a mother was hugging her young. So that's where the name comes from. And I just love that idea of like mother through the earth and it being like a mother rock. And likewise, we have our local mother rock, Crested Butte, opposite Ama Dablam. And then this lunar cycle, I'm always interested in the environment and how it interacts with energy and our experiences through the world. And so a lot of that, being that we're mostly water, is related to the moon, whether we know it or not. And then eight being a really powerful number, we have eight wheels. There's also the eight auspicious Buddhist symbols that we wanted to tie into this project. So Yangji and I identified the endless knot and the golden wheel. So we have the endless knot on the new moon, which represents samsara, or the cycle of life. These are the ups and downs, so undulating radio frequencies. Yeah. There's a lot of metaphors that all tie in here. Beginnings and endings, birth and death. And the golden wheel is on the full moon. So those are at the apex opposite each other. And the golden wheel represents perfection of the Dharma. And this is about meditative contemplation, mindfulness, and moral discipline. So Yangji and I have taken a lot of hikes in our environment, this beautiful place we call home in the valley. And we think about these things as we go. And connecting with nature allows you to connect with some of these themes in a spiritual way. And I think the mountains, they really represent that. Finally, we have the prayer flags on the bottom. So drawing the parallel between the wheel and the flags, there's five colors on the flags that all represent different elements. So blue is for sky, white is for air, red is for fire, green is for water, and yellow is for earth. And I really like the idea of this not only being an interactive public art piece, but the fact that it's actually going to live outside and endure a life of its own in weather. As it sends these blessings out into our environment, it's going to age. And I love to see how prayer flags do that. You know, as they disintegrate and those little threads blow away, that's a blessing being released into the world. So that's what we're imagining every time we spin this wheel, is that we're essentially doing the same thing. And Neil was an amazing support on this. I really have to give him all the credit for the construction. I was the designer, but this copper cap on top is really special. And you can maybe speak more about your process there if you'd like. But I'm looking forward to watching it weather, because it's raw copper. So it will most likely oxidize and show its own age. And that will change the piece as time passes.
Very cool. Before you hand off the mic, one more element that at least I see is some writing in the sky.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yeah. Another friend, collaborator in the valley, Sandy Shea, let me go take a photograph of one of the, I forget what that's called. The Zung. It's the roll or scroll of prayers written a mantra over and over and over that are often inserted into the center of these. And we have them in our wheel as well. So I thought that was a really authentic artifact. And I have that image superimposed over the sky. So just this idea of like all of our blessings and mantras being transmitted in our environment.
So just as a radio programmer, this is where you've now heard what it looks like. And then you get to go and find it in town and go say, oh, okay, I imagined it correctly. Or boy, that's not what I pictured at all. That's fun.
Hide
that's
and go
fun
seek.
For the listeners.
Yeah. And this will be outside the Sherpa Cafe on 3rd Street.
Right. And so that's a good time to lead into the premiere event. That's on the 21st, correct? Yeah. Whoever wants to speak to that the most, is you can take turns or whoever wants to go first.
Let me talk about that. I guess, yeah, this is a culmination of probably about 4 years of work. And I was wanting to say something, give credit to Natan Bilo that's done a lot of work with us to make this happen too. He said one thing that someone told him. He said, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go long, bring people. And I guess the easy way would have been just to physically build these things, put them up, and be done with it. But we realized that this, we wanted to invite the community to participate. And I think there's no better kind of structure in art to participate than something you have to spin, something you have to engage in to make it work. So that's what I like about it, the interaction part of that. So, and Caroline can talk more about it. We kind of finally settled on the summer solstice as our kickoff event. That's the 21st of this month of June, and symbolic for a lot of reasons, and a good time to kick off the summer as well. And so we're going to have a, I don't know what we're calling it so much, is we're going to have a walk down Elk Avenue from wheel to wheel, with as many of the team members as we have, as well as the public. And we hope that everyone will come out. I hopefully it'll be in the paper as well. You might be able to get a visual there. So we're culminating with that. But it's really also just the kickoff to hopefully expanding this beyond the eight wheels. That's something that's not in stone, but we are putting it out there to see what's going to happen. We're going to have some interaction at the Crested Butte Arts Festival, where people can build their own wheels and see some larger ones and perhaps develop some of their own intentions. So it'll continue, and we like to see it become part of the nature of Crested Butte. Fits us well.
Well, yeah, and I just in preparing for this get together, I guess I had never seen the phase two part of this document that you guys sent out. That's, and I don't know if, is that still the grand vision, phase two, the giant wheel? Is that still in the grand vision?
We have been asked to make bigger wheels. And we first response was, we just want to get these eight wheels done.
Right.
And see how they go. And it's going to be up to the community. We'll continue to be doing some more outreach, as Neil said, at the Arts Festival in August. And we have an interactive website where people can participate. There's more description about a larger wheel. Because when I came back from Nepal and also Bhutan, I had seen massive, huge wheels that were covered with a roof, and that you could, it was like the center part of town, like a big kiosk or a gazebo where you could sit. And a lot of times the older people would sit there and just spin the wheel 24 wow. hours a day for the community. And it was the place where people would hang out and drink tea. And so when I first came back, I was thinking big. And then Neil was like, no, you know, let's start small. And Neil's been so fabulous to work with. So, yes, we'll see what the community wants to do. And if that's the case, we move forward with a bigger wheel, a permanent art project. It would be the kind of thing that we'd probably have a committee to bring together with a fundraiser. The town would have to be involved and on board, the creative district, and some real movers and shakers to move it to the next step.
So the walk and sort of debut of everything as a whole is on the 21st. Is there like a set time where people are going to meet?
Yes, we will be meeting at the Visitor Center at the Chamber of Commerce at 601 Elk Avenue at 4 p.m. We will have Kelly Joe and Tim Clark officiate the tour.
Cool.
And we will begin the tour and follow the tour from the Visitor Center all the way up to First Street and Coal Creek. And once we've gone through all the wheels, then people can disperse and take their time to go back to where we started. And then we'll have a celebration with all the people who were involved with making this project happen.
It's great. And that's on the 21st, 4 p.m. at the Four-Way at the Visitor Center.
Yep.
I'm looking at the Peaceful Abiding plaque that will be next to the Peaceful Abiding wheel. Who designed the little logo for the project?
I did.
I like it. I really like it. That's a good logo design in my, you know, non-professional opinion. I just think it looks great. CBWheelsOfIntention.com is the website. And what a great project. I mean, it's community outreach, visual arts, mechanical arts, you know, construction, weathering, fiscal support, hosting support, historic
many
buildings.
Blessings.
Many blessings.
And it's about honoring our community and for all that everybody does and what KBUT does and different partners do and businesses, and we all come together in this little valley.
Well, and I love the idea of the UCC clergy being involved in this as well, and with, you know, Buddhist prayer flags, and I think that's a great snapshot of our community. We're pretty get together across all spectrums of all how we come to a project, and I think it's
global, act global.
Well, that's right. Well, we've done it. We've made a full episode of West Elk Word. You guys, anything else anybody wants to say before we sign off? CBWheelsOfIntention.com. It's always good to, yeah.
We have an awesome community, and it was a community event project.
Well, KBUT, at least me, and yes, I can speak for KBUT in this instance, was very happy to be involved and honored to be asked. And well, we couldn't have asked for a better outcome, so... CBWheelsOfIntention.com. Keep your eyes peeled for the wheels around town, or join everybody on the 21st at 4 p.m. at the Visitor Center and check out what we're talking about, because yes, this is an audio medium, but these things are a wonder to behold with the eyes. And that's it. The CB Wheels of Intention.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody
Thank
for coming.
You.
Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find